Tennis great Rod Laver says Roger Federer is superhuman after winning a stunning 19th Grand Slam title. 35-year-old Federer has become the first man to win 8 Wimbledon singles crowns. He beat Marin Cilic in the final 6-3, 6-1, 6-4. In rugby league, Manly owner Scott Penn says he'll open the club's books to the NRL this week in a bid to clear up allegations of salary cap abuse. Brisbane veteran Sam Thaiday has been told he's not wanted on the Broncos roster next season. His teammate Darius Boyd is set to make an early return from a broken thumb against Parramatta next week. Sydney Swan Kurt Tippett will today learn the extent of a groin injury suffered in Saturday night's win over GWS. The Swans are now sixth on the ladder after their sixth straight win. Australian golfer Andrew Doat has qualified for the British Open after finishing in a tie for fourth at the Scottish Open. Korean Park Sung-hyung has won the women's US Open golf title. Minji Lee was the best placed Australian 7 shots back. Sydney weather partly cloudy with tops of 20 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Now, want to win the best re-gift ever? It's Car Sales' 20th birthday, and they're re-gifting over $70,000 worth of prizes. Go to carsales.com.au before September 8. T's and C's apply. Now, the M2, we've got busy but moving traffic through that Lane Cove tunnel. The Wright Bridge still carrying a high volume of traffic, but all moving at northbound. No serious delays. The worst of the M5, though, it's back to King George's Road down towards the M5 East tunnel. Looking for health insurance with a bit of a flex appeal? Look no further than AHM's Flexi Packages. Find out how to spend it, your extras, on your way at ahm.com.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is once again heading to the top end for this Saturday's $135,000 Northern Territory Derby. Hear Andrew O'Toole's Darwin Tips Saturday morning between 11 and 12 on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any F&P or LG washing machine and get it delivered. Plus, the packaging and the old washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Who let the dogs out?
Start your Greyhound Racing Week. 10 a.m. Mondays on Going Greyhounds with Stuart Turner. Then, through the week, get the tab market movers along with interviews with crucial players. If it's Greyhounds, we've got it.
Who let the dogs out?
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, everyone. We've got racing today. Maria and Brian Cowden joins us now, the secondary manager. Good morning, Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yep.
G'day, Brian. What's the day like there?
Oh, sure, really good. Bit on the cool side, but the track is a soft 5. Had a bit of surprise rain on Saturday night, but it settled down nicely, and I think you'll race very truly on a soft 5.
All right, rail today, Troop?
Rail's in the true position, yep. Yeah, and if the sun comes out, it'll be a great day, but I'm not certain that it's going to at the moment.
All right, so beautiful day. Soft 5, rail trigger, perfect conditions.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Perfect down at Maria yet again.
All right, good on you, Brian. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Sean. Bye.
There we go. Brian Cowden there, the secondary manager at Maria today, and they've got 7 races there. John Scorse is joining me now. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Very pleased to be heading down to Maria. I'm on the way down there now. It's been quite a brutal winter in the nation's capital, but Maria today, mate, 7 races set down. Some really interesting events, and I'm pretty keen on a couple today as well.
You wouldn't have even noticed the cold there the other day when your son rode the first road of double.
I've been getting around with my chest out for about 2 days now, Sean.
Good on you.
Great result for young Paddy. So, it was a really good day, and hopefully he can go on with it now.
Yeah, too right. Good luck to him. Now, the first there today, we take out number 5, Happy Pilgrim, 4 Catch the Culprit, 370, 2 A Snip of Cindy, 390, 3 Dashy Deluxe, $5, 7 Annie Prill, so 5, 6 Background Scalper, 750, 9 Mr. Gibson is 950, 1 Megawatt, 10, and 8 Manor Sensation, 34.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite here, Sean. Tricky little class, too, to kick us off. I made 4, 3, 2, and 7. I like Catch the Culprit. Look, he's been really good fresh in the past. His first trial was a beauty. That was on a heavy. and then he went round there on a, again on a heavy track before a break, but he won well first up at Sapphire Coast. It wasn't the strongest of races. I like the way he won, and he put him through the Jack Thomas and the Canberra Guineas. Then, Joe, he's obviously had a reasonable opinion of this horse. He was a beaten favourite before a break, but all the better for that preparation, and he resumed here from gate one. So, Matty Carr on the saddle. He's got a little bit in his favour, and I thought he's probably, out of these, he's probably the young horse on the way up. So, I'll go his way. Look, Dashie Deluxe, she's albeit she's been beaten in much tougher grades. She's only won 2 from 28. But, look, the form around is pretty strong. Last time she went round was on Black Opal Day, and she was midfield there in a very strong race beyond Chloe's Comet. But, look, she's been placed on this track. So that was behind Princess Kashima. That was going back to January. And, look, not much, a fair bit of form around that race, beaten a length and a half. She's first up from a spell, and, look, she'll race well here for sure. A two snipper Cindy also coming here second up. I thought its effort beyond Crater V was pretty good. It was got tired late in the piece, but it was a pretty solidly run race. It was suited to the back markers, so not a bad effort from her. And second up from a spell, Johnny Grisdale from the from an inside gate. This will be right there somewhere. And Annie Proves got the race fitness on its side here. I went round in that same race, that beyond Crater V last time. It was a good placing first up beyond Under the Eaves. And look, she'll roll forward and make her own luck as well. So look, it'll be an interesting little battle of tactics, Sean, in this with 9 to go around. I made it 4, 3, 2, and 7.
Rightio, the second one, 15 Zerizzle wins. Number 16, Miss Fierce Sold. 17, Keanu Queen. At 18, Dance Harder Son. Now, 4, Belleramonte is 280. Number 3, Sonnets 420. 13, Smart Remark is 5. 11, Gay Skier, $8. Number 6, Nunya Biz, $11. 14, She Will Appear, also 11. 12, Sirius Ascension is 18. 1, Looking Alive, 19. 7, Isadora Twinkle, 26. 10, Islander, 34. 5, Daryl and Fred, 71. And then 2, Snowy River Run, 8, La Firebird, 9, Romance Can Costa, all 101.
Yeah, Sean, gee, this will be hard to beat Sonnets. So 3, 6, 4, and 13. Shelley, while she had a retirement, she said she was going to give the game away. Little wonder she's come back to ride this. Both her runs have been went round behind Star Aspiration there on the Acton, made a good fist of it, and it had the 32 days. It was terrific behind Zadoro, and he's come out and raced really well. He was run down by On the Fiddle. So, look, she it got into a nice spot, and it made a good, as I mentioned, made a really good fist of it in its most recent start. So that home track advantage can be very important down here at Maruya. And start number 3, this is going to be very hard to beat. Look, I didn't mind Nunya Biz last time here behind Harvest Stream. Its effort was good there. Only had the 2 starts, and they've both been in pretty handy runs. Struck the heavy first up, but again, a lightly raced Canny Ladmare, and it's well drawn also. It's going to be right there all the way. Obviously, Belleramonte, the money has come for this for Joey Ible. Very well bred, a pins out of it as a Beale mare, and the trial was pretty solid. Gives away the race experience, but we're pretty late in the season now, so he's very patient with the horses, Joe, and took it back to the old home base. He's now in Canberra, but he trained out of Maruya for quite a while. So, look, it's a real query, and 13 Smart Remark. Now, had 3 runs back from us well. They've all been solid effort. Got the blinkers off today. Bit of a wide gate, but got Jeff Penza to steer. So, I think this will be very hard to beat Sonnet Day. 3, 6, 4, and 13 in the second, Sean.
Righto, the third, take out 11 Star of the Clan. Now 1 Lucy Rose, 185. 10 Cielia is $5. Number 2 Appetizing, 850. 11 Stone Cold, 950. 4 Canford Lad, 11. 6 Cherry Princess, 16. Number 3 Vigorous, 21. Also 7 Dinesque, 21. And 12 Lost Without You, 21. 5 Better Than L, 41. 9 Mr. Euro, 81. And number 8 Juliet Stream, $101.
Yeah, I think she's too good for these Lucy Rose, Sean. Even at the $1.85, I'll make this the best bet of the day. 1, 3, 2, 12 for me. But her form's terrific. She won that really strong race beating Curdle first up, that two-year race at Canberra. And then she went round again in the Lightning Ridge Plate. I thought her effort was good there. She worked pretty hard in a very strong form line race. And then she won the boot. So she's resuming here. The 59.5, look, it's only 1,010, so a nice little filly. I think she's just got too much class for these, and I'll make it a good thing. 240 last night, if you were quick. Look, 3 Vigorish has had the gelding operation. $21, I think you said there, Sean. got Jake too. Some of his, his only run was very strong, that Mossman Gorge, Kianga, and Lost Without You. It was a pretty handy race. It was well beaten there, but it had the gelding, it trialled okay, and it's got a good gait. So first up, it won't be far off them. Appetizing in the same boat. This has been gelded also, formerly with Paddy Webster. Got a bit of a wide-ish gate, but Jess Taylor straight off that stakes win. She's got a good book of rides down here at Maruya, and she generally has a little bit of luck down here as well. So on the back of a few nice trials, got to consider this, as I mentioned, even though it's widely drawn, and 12 lost without you, I thought might be a little bit of value as well for the exotics, and I think that's what we're looking for on a home track for Dan Nixon. I thought this might improve after two runs as well. A nice middle gate, but we're trying to find the exotics behind this. It looks too good. One a special 3-2-12, Sean.
All right. Nine Hour Magic Moments not running in the fourth. The favourite 3 Sacred Sun, 225. 5 Dreamship, 330. 10 Satin Silks is 7. 6 Ever the Girl, $8. Number 7, Lover Test Rush at $9.50. 13 Ticket in Hand, $19. 11 Sunday Hustler, 26. 8 Morning Music, 51, along with 12 Super Savvy. Then 1 Ohesia, 4 Sheboygan, and 2 Parramatta Pat, $81.
Sean, I think we can get this in 2. 3, 5, 7 and 10. I have to go with Sacred Sun here. Despite the wide gate, he's got his foot right on the till. Been placed in 4 of his 11, and they've all been this preparation. Look, he wasn't disgraced a few times. He wasn't far away in some pretty handy races last time in. But his form this time, and well, we saw what Boosan did there on Friday at Canberra on the act, and he's a promising little staying type, that horse. And this fellow was beaten 0.8 of a length behind him last time. That's very, very strong form coming back to a maiden. So, look, the gate is a little bit awkward from the 1650, but we've got Jeff in the saddle, the leading rider in New South Wales. I think he's got a 5.5 win buffer now on Brett Abdullah, after a double on Saturday, and they were both good prices, and 3 winners at Canberra. He rides this track beautifully, Jeff, so he's just got to dodge the traffic. He'll obviously be probably midfield or further back and looking for a little bit of cover, but if whatever way you shake it up, it'll take plenty of beating back or maiden. Dreamship is obviously the danger. This was very good down at Wagga off a 23-day break recently. It was 3-deep the entire, and it never stopped trying. It was there the whole way. So it's had the 3 weeks to get over it. Again, it's a little bit thickly drawn, but this will probably push forward and put itself up into the race. That they look the main two for me. 7 Lava Test Rush. Look, she hasn't been too bad. I know only one place from 14 starts, but she's been just behind them a fair few fourths. And look, finds the right race. Got the inside gate. She'll wear the blinkers. Kaylin is, but to get a few shortcuts on her, she could be hard to beat here. And Satin Silk's never been placed in 8 runs, but look, she's been 6 the last 3 runs in a row, and they've all been in decent form line races. Comes off the 44-day pressure and up back to the mile. Last one was a mile and a half, but back in this type of grade, it's going to get a few favours as well. But look, I think we'll get it in the top two here. 3, 5, 7, 10, Sean.
All right, on to the next. And scratching to 1 Slick Speed, 5 Bring Cheer, and 10 Brewer. Now here the favourite, 2 Kaluka, 240, 4 the Knicks to 390, number 8 Flash Magic, 7, 9 Shoulder Charge, 750, 7 Aikido Gold, 8, 6 No Pushover, 950, and 3 Carmen Serene, and $18 pop.
Yeah, this will take plenty of beating on the Kembla run, Kaluka, 247 and 8 for me, Sean. Just Taylor in the saddle from the nice gate. Some of his runs have been really good. I remember him when he won his maiden at Goulburn. He's won 4 from 28, but his second up run was very, very good. That slowly run race there at Kembla, he made ground around them mid-race there, and he really boxed on well behind level 8. That was a benchmark 7 in Sean. So back to a 65 here in the country from the nice gate, the small field. He's probably going to get up on top of the pace and make his own luck as well. So Jess Taylor, as we mentioned off that big win Saturday, I'm going to go with this. It'd be very hard to beat Kaluka. The Nixter, she was good first up. The town run was solid enough there, although she was wide all the way. And then midfield at the Gold Coast last time from an average gate, got into an awkward type of spot. She's got the right type of form, and look, some of the highway runs were terrific last preparation. So if she can replicate some of those, she's the main danger for sure. Look, and I think they're probably the only two, although Akiko Gold was pretty good at the first run back from a spell at Nowra. It was a bit unsuited there off a wide gate. But its form on this track has been really good. It's won twice here and been placed a couple of times as well. And get the inside gate. It's going to get a couple of favours as well. And Flash Magic just missed in the bob of the head last time. She just about carried it, Kayla Nisba, that day. That would be on Aaron Bissamet. And this is a bit of his light trip as well. So I've thrown him into the mix also. But very hard to beat Carl Luca here. Sean, 2, 4, 7, and 8.
On to the next event. We've got a full field here. Race 6 now. 6 McKellar, $4.45. Classic Conquest is $5. Number 1, George is $5.50. 4 Hectic, $7. 3 Quiet of V, $9, along with 8 Out of the Night, also $9. Then at $13.09, Depreciation. 7 Mucker, $15. 10 Mr. Burns, $17, along with 13 Excellent Oratorio. 2 Bay Truffle, $21. 12 Rushman, $26. At 11, Brewerdar is $51.
Yeah, again, this looks very hard to beat. McKellar, 6, 3, 1, and 4. The form is all first class for a race like this. Sean, she had 3 runs off a really long break. She won on debut going back a long, long while to, February 16. But there was a bit of depth to that maiden. It beat Dolly's Jew and Centauro, and it really put the writing on the wall last time over 1,200. We spoke to Jason Collett about this after the race. He said was looking for the extra trip. Had it been 1,300 last time, I probably would have got the money there. Just took a little while to wind up. So I think you'll find today, back to this greater race, it's widely drawn, but you get a little bit of time from the 1,300 metres. He'll work it out, Brendan Ward, if he's nice and patient on it. This will finish over the top of the McKellar after those 3 runs off the long break. Going to go with it clearly on top. 3 Crowd of V was terrific here at this track and distance last time. He came off a freshen up. I tried him to stick a few times. I just think this is probably about his right type of trip for 13, round 1,400 metres. But his last win was really good, and I think he can back it up as well from a nice gate today. Simon Miller in the saddle again. He's the main danger. Although George's was terrific, was just beaten in that same race that McKellar went round in the Golden Beyond Tapavino. Again, gets the 4 kilos off for Christina Reina. And look, on its home track, it's won 3 from 11. 2 of them have been here. So this will run well for sure, George's, and it'll make the speed, I think, as well. And 4 Hectic, they're trying it up for 1,300 metres today. Last couple have been really consistent. Tash Burley got the team flying, and it's got a nice inside gate to get the right run throughout as well. So I made it 6-3-1-4. Very hard to beat the 6, Sean.
Okay, we go to race 7, the final event of the day, and put out number 9, Charmaine's Time, and 10 McGovern. 3 Brockton Punch, $4.20. 1 Rabanne's, $4.40. 2 Blue Blue Sky, $5.50. Number 4 Turbo Bundy is $6.50. 11 Fire and Flood, $9. 5 Alone With You, $10. Also 7 Case at $10. 6 Anagami, $12. Number 8 Tides of Fortune, $16. And 12 Gods Heaven, $16. Pop, John.
Sean, I can't get away from Brockton Punch here. 3, 7, 1 and 2. It's been terrific, this preparation, this horse. He's really hit his straps. And look, 3 seconds and 2 wins, and he just missed behind Malachi Crunch last time. That was only a bob of the head job. Carried the 57 there, and he gets him with, after the claim, he gets him today with the 56.5. So, look, he'll be back, but that will probably suit his pattern. They usually go pretty quick in these races. So, look for him to track up prior to the corner, just a little bit of room in the straight. He'll take plenty of holding out the way he's been going. I'll go with him clearly on top here. I thought Case might improve. Won its maiden on this track, the preparation before last. It's now with Jamie Stewart down at the Sapphire Coast. It's had a couple of trials to keep it nice and fit for this, and it'll wear the blinkers come off, should I say. Look, it's going to be there somewhere. $10, not bad value about it if it gets a few favours in the run. Well, Rabanne's, he's been super consistent his last couple of runs. Got the 62, but he's a powerfully built big horse, and I don't think it's going to worry him too much. The tempo is the key. If they go nice and quick and he winds up, he won't be far away as he has been in his last couple of runs. So, training him into the mix. And Blue Blue Sky, with that 4 kilos off for Aaron Williams, she's been really good all 3 runs. Probably went a little bit too keenly last time on that soft, but gets a firmer track today. And with that claim, it's well suited. It'll be right up on top of the speed. But he's got all the right form here, the favourite here, Brockton Punch, Sean. Made it 3, 7, 1, and 2 in the lucky last, mate.
All right, now, what do you like there today?
Look, Sean, I like a few of them. I thought Lucy's Rose just looks too good for them in that 2-year-old handicap. So we'll make her the good thing, but there's plenty of chances for the multis today. I thought you've got to give a good mention to Carluca and McKellar. I think they all look pretty well suited today, mate. Sonnets will be hard to beat in race two. Look, it looks like a good day for us on the punt today. I think we can get a couple of bob off them. So we'll plump with race three, number one, Lucy's Rose. But try a few of those others I mentioned in your multis, and we might get a couple of bob, Sean.
All right, well, we'll cross our fingers and hope, and it looks like being a nice day there today, Maria.
Look, it's a beautiful part of the world. I haven't raced there for a couple of weeks, and, look, mate, I'm looking forward to getting down to the coast and a little bit of seafood on the way home as well, Sean.
Oh, there you go. The bigger you'll go from prawns to the lobbies if you happen to win.
Well, it'll be one or the other. If we win, it's lobster, and if we do our money, we'll probably have a crack at the oysters or the prawns, Sean. So it's a win-win whenever you go down to Maruya.
Yeah.
Look, I'm pretty confident we can get a couple of bob there, mate. So dinner on the way home would be very, very nice.
All right, good on you, John. Good luck. We'll hear you later on with the late mail.
Thanks, Sean.
John Scores at Maruya today. It's almost 25 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Guys, whether it's directly or indirectly, all of us have been impacted by cancer. Here's an easy way you can make a difference.
Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. They're aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians.
But we need more blokes. So if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up at abcstudy.com.au. It can be done from home and in your own time.
It's all about investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. The Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. Get on board today at abcstudy.com.au.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
Mum, do you hear that beeping sound?
You left the fridge door open again.
Close. It's the sound of Bingley trucks loading new Westinghouse, Hitachi and Beko fridges ready for free delivery.
And free unpacking. We'll take away the packaging too.
And we'll take away your old fridge free.
It's a great deal.
Buy any new Hitachi, Beko or Westinghouse fridge from Bingley and get free full service delivery.
You know when that beeping will stop, Lionel?
Yes, very soon, so be quick. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
26 past 10 now. The Hayes, Dabbin and Camp have locked in, as they said, rather a slot rather than a horse for the Everest. And this morning they're galloping three of the young fillies. The Blue Diamond winner, Catchy, Formality, around third in the Blue Diamond. And Tulip, who was third behind She Will Reign and the Golden Slipper, then was fourth in the Blue Diamond. They're all having individual gallops today, not being put under too much pressure, but we'll try and catch up with David or Ben tomorrow morning and have a chat, just see how they work, because they're setting them for the Everest. As mentioned earlier, Blake Shin will be back riding at Warwick Farm on Wednesday, Gosford Thursday, Randwick Saturday. He had 74 rides in the US, 11 wins, 18 placings. Terrific strike rate there, based in Chicago, but rode at Belmont Park in New York as well. Caravaggio over the weekend, fourth in the July Cup behind Harry Angel. A bit slow out. Aidan O'Brien said, Ryan Wall said, slow out of the gates. Probably left him a bit in the back foot, but they're not looking to make any excuses, and they're still looking towards the $10 million Everest there. And Chris Wallace picked up a nice horse from New Zealand, QT Phoenix, unbeaten in three starts in New Zealand, and won their listed Champagne Stakes there before finishing seventh behind Melody Bell in the Group 2 size produce up in Brisbane. So he'll be coming there, and they'll be targeting races like the Group 1 Caulfield Guineas and the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes. It's 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sport Headlines. Roger Federer says that hiking with his family in the Swiss Alps has been the inspiration behind his 19th Grand Slam title. The 35-year-old has won a record 8th Wimbledon crown, cruising past Marin Cilic in the final 6-3, 6-1, 6-4. Brisbane Rugby League veteran Sam Thaida has been told he's no longer wanted at the Broncos. He'll have to change clubs if he wants to continue his NRL career. Manly owner Scott Penn says he'll open the club's books to the NRL this week to clear allegations of salary cap abuse. Australian golfer Andrew Doat has qualified for the British Open after finishing in a tie for fourth at the Scottish Open. It will be the 31-year-old's first start in a major, and he says he's over the moon. American Bryson DeChambeau has won the John Deere Classic on the US PGA Tour. Cameron Percy, the best-placed Australian, five shots back in a tie for 12th. Australia's defending champion Will Power has crashed out of the opening lap of the IndyCar race in Toronto. Australian pair Melissa Wu and Tanika Kovchenko have finished fifth in the women's 10-metre synchro at the World Diving Championships. And Chris Froome has retained the yellow leader's jersey after the 15th stage of the Tour de France. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio takes you far and wide for the best in thoroughbred racing. This Tuesday, we bring you the state's longest race, the Riverina Cup over 3,800 metres from Wagga. Start your race day with John Scorsese's preview from 10 a.m. here on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio.
Where else do you get 3 hours of racing and sport on a Sunday morning?
Nowhere else.
Be sure to join Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 7 through 10 Sunday mornings, right here on Sky Sports Radio. On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine.
Going Greyhounds.
And it is right on 10:30, and we had a big day coming up with Going Greyhounds today. Stuart Turner from thedogs.com.au joining me. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Cozzy. Nice to speak to you, and I'm happy to report we've got loads to get through today, mate. It's been another great week of Greyhound racing up and down the country. So, look, great to be with you here for another edition of Going Greyhounds. We've got some great guests, hopefully, coming up on the show. We're going to hopefully chat with trainer Jeff Britton, who had the night all trainers dream about at the Meadows on Saturday night. We'll hopefully catch up with him. We're going to have a talk as well with a New South Wales hobby trainer who's going great guns at the moment, Paul Roderick. We're going to talk to John McCarthy, who's got three contenders in the Rockhampton Cup heats on Wednesday night. Those look absolute crackers as well. And then we'll spotlight a great fundraising initiative here in New South Wales coming up soon, and how you might be able to help as well. But look, first, let's just remind ourselves of a couple of the big races that have taken place over the last few days, and then we'll try and get our first guest on today. First of all, there was a great victory for Shimmer Song in last Thursday night's Group 2 McKenna Memorial at Sandown Park over the 595 metres. Shimmer Song defeating a terrific field there, of course, including the brilliant Fanta Bale to take out the $47,000 top prize. Congratulations to Shimmer Song's trainer, Andrea Daly, and connections on look, what must have been an absolutely a wonderful victory. And that was Shimmer Song's 28th win in 66 career starts. Shimmer Song now apparently likely to be retired after that win, so definitely going out on a high. So a big win for her in that race, and as I said, congratulations to all connections. And look, congratulations as well to Dennis Barnes for taking out the Maiden Classic, the feature final at the Grafton Winter Carnival with Nangar Warrior. Nangar Warrior producing a fine run there to hold off Bocan Bear, trained by Bob Murillo, who we had on the show last week. A great win for Dennis and all his family. It's a long journey from the New South Wales Central West up to Grafton, but gee, Dennis, I guess a win like that must make it all the more special. Okay, look, we're going to get our first guest on soon, and it's going to be a New South Wales hobby trainer at the moment who's going absolutely great guns, Paul Roderick. He scored a treble at Maitland last week, I think.